Everybody, welcome. Please take your seats. Good to be with you all this morning. So I'm Paul Kengor, Grove City College, and we're about an hour and 45 minutes away, so it really isn't that far from us. And this first session is on ideology, power, and the distortion of American institutions. And maybe you've been briefed, I guess, on Slido, which is a way for you to electronically submit questions if you'd like to. You can also come to the microphone and do the question the old-fashioned way, the way that I prefer. But so each of the speakers, they will speak, and then at the end of that, we'll do the Q&A session. But the electronic method is called slido.com, and Slido is S-L-I-D-O. Like it sounds, slido.com. And the event code is hashtag F23TPS. Do you have that written down somewhere? Hashtag F23TPS. Hashtag F23TPS. All right, so each of the speakers will go for about 12 to 15 minutes. And I'll just set this up briefly for a few minutes. If you pull out your phone and Google cultural Marxism on Google, okay, this is what will come up. And in fact, at least it started coming up in April 2019. I know this because I track this stuff. And prior to that point, when you Googled cultural Marxism, which I would often do during my Marxism course at Grove City College, because I had a big projector behind me, and we do kind of interactive learning in that class. And there was a sort of standard definition of cultural Marxism that anybody in this room could have written. All of a sudden, April 2019, it says this: cultural Marxism, conspiracy theory. In contemporary usage, the term cultural Marxism refers to an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory, which claims that the Frankfurt School is part of a continual academic and intellectual effort to undermine and destroy Western culture. And then it goes on. This conspiracy theory is associated with American religious paleoconservatives, such as William S. Lynn, Pat Buchanan, and Paul Weyrich. But it also holds currency among the alt-right white nationalist groups and the neo-reactionary movement. And I'm glad Virginia's groaning over here, because that's the same reaction that I had. And I said to my students, I said, well, it's only a matter of time before I get hit with this, right? And so a couple years after that, in fact, it wasn't that long after it at all, in June 2020, I had three or four students at Grove City College begin a petition against me to have me fired. And one of them found an article that I had written on our Institute for Faith and Freedom website talking about classical Marxism versus cultural Marxism. And so this Grove City College student accused me of perpetuating, quote, white nationalist rhetoric via an anti-Semitic dog whistle and conspiracy theory. He pointed out authoritatively, obviously going from Google, cultural Marxism is an anti-Semitic dog whistle and conspiracy theory that grew out of the Nazi concept of cultural Bolshevism. Kengor mocks the idea that it's a conspiracy theory, and then presents the conspiracy narrative, on and on and on and on. But as everyone in this room knows, cultural Marxism is a real thing. It's basically Marxism applied to culture, and it's been going on for a long time. Prior to the Frankfurt School, which our panelists are going to talk about, there was Antonio Gramsci, and Gramsci wrote about it's a phrase that is attributed to Gramsci that somebody else said, but the long march through the institutions about applying Marxism to culture. The two founders of the Frankfurt School, Max Horkheimer and Theodor Adorno, wrote about the culture industry. They actually had a book with a chapter about the culture industry. If you go to People's World, which is the successor publication to the Daily Worker, it points out there that they are looking for, in the very bottom, they're looking for coal miners, they're looking for teachers, they're looking for culture workers. So what they're doing is they're applying their Marxism to culture. They are cultural Marxists, just like there are gender Marxists and sexual Marxists and race Marxists. So we know it's not a conspiracy theory. We know this is a very real thing, and we're going to talk about that and more here today. So our first speaker is Paul Dragos Alagica. He is going to speak on the new totalitarianism and indoctrination. I read you just a little bit, read you a little bit about him. Paul Dragos Alagica is a senior research fellow in the F.A. Hayek program for advanced study in philosophy, politics, and economics at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, a professor at the University of Bucharest, where he's the holder of the KPMG Chair of Governance Studies. He's a member of the Academy of Europe and of the Mont Pelerin Society. He's the author of numerous books and academical articles on institutional analysis, comparative economic systems, political theory, and communist and socialist economies and society. In addition to his academic work, Alagica has considerable experience in advisory and consultancy positions, including work with the United Nations Development Program, with Booz Allen Hamilton, the World Bank, the U.S. Agency for International Development, and various EU institutions and organizations. So here he is to talk about the new totalitarianism and indoctrination.